Hello, and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is August 25th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. The weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy and Director Mike Hagen is up first. One of the most popular workshops is the ITTL Wireless Flash Workshop. It tends to sell out in most major cities, and for good reason. The class is a hoot, and you learn a heck of a lot about Nikon's ingenious flashes. The day is split up between classroom study and hands-on application. For example, we spend a good portion of the day learning how to configure your SB800, SB600, and SU800 strobes. Then we set up indoor and outdoor shooting situations so you can practice the techniques in real-world scenarios. We want everyone to walk away from the workshop with the ability to create phenomenal flash photos at any time, at any place. So check out the workshop details at www.nikoniansacademy.com. And speaking of wireless flashes, here's a quick camera tip for those of you who are setting up your SB800 and SB600 flashes to be used in a wireless arrangement. Mike recommends using an ISO between 200 and 400 and an aperture of f5.6 or larger. This will allow your flashes to cycle quickly, as well as give you a bit of flexibility with positioning them farther from the subject. There are lots of times when you just aren't able to get your flashes close to the subject. In those situations, using a low ISO like 100 or small aperture like f11 will make it very difficult for the flashes to light up the subject with our smaller speed lights. If you need more depth of field, then you can always double up flashes by rubber banding two of them together in tandem. Pretty interesting information there. Moving on to the next bit of information from Mike. Our September workshops still have a few seats remaining, and some of them have already sold out. Winston Hall will be teaching in Indianapolis, Indiana, September 7th through September 9th, and in Raleigh, North Carolina, the 13th through the 16th of September, and down in Nashville, Tennessee, the 20th through the 23rd of September. Don't let the last days of summer slip by without learning how to use your favorite Nikon camera gear and software, so sign up. Now, I mentioned the African Photo Safari last week, and there's already 5 people on the waiting list, and sign-up details haven't been posted yet, so it's going to be a fantastic trip to Tanzania, the Serengeti, Ngorongoro Crater, and private wildlife parks. If you didn't hear it last week, or you didn't catch some of the information, you'll be transported in special stretch land cruisers, and the number of photographers is going to be limited to 4 per vehicle, so you won't be fighting for photography situations there. So it is a trip designed for photographers, designed by photographers, and you'll be waking up in the early morning hours to take sunrise photos and then staying in the bush for sunset photos. So sunrise to sunset, a lot of photo opportunities in Africa. The goal is going to be perfect light and great photos. And during the middle part of the day, you'll take a rest at the lodges and the bush tents. And Mike's hope is to have all of the details, such as pricing and flight arrangements, ironed out by next week. And he'll have the workshop posted on the website. Again, that's www.nikoniansacademy.com. And in the meantime, once again, please feel free to contact Mike at mike.hagen@nikonians.org. So he'll be more than happy to give you any specific information that he knows about those. So thanks for the information, Mike, and I'm sure that many more of the listeners will be writing in soon. Other Nikonians news, there has been one found seat for Group 1 of this year's ANPAD. Yep, the sold-out Group 1 actually somehow has managed to, well, not be sold out. There's one single occupation seat left as of the 22nd, so 3 days ago there was still an opening. If you want to go and you've got the money ready and you're ready to buy, please check out the link in the blog and see if you can nab that seat for the ANPAD to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons. Now, in Nikon news and in, well, other camera producing news, it's all about the cameras. Nikon has finally announced the D3 and the D300. And well, to me, this trumps the other announcements we've had during the week, but Canon has announced their new 40D and their 1DS Mark III, and Sony joins along with their new 12 megapixel sensor. So, to be fair, I've put all of the links in the blog so you can read about all of the new cameras and sensors, and well, you decide which one's best, and if you have any feedback about that, just let me know. As well, you can check out Tom Hogan's review of the Fujifilm S5 Pro. So I think we've got all the bases covered with new cameras and the main manufacturers, and get out there and take a look at what's going on. And that's a lot of information, and also a lot of cool information that you guys can go and digest at your leisure. So I will be leaving it there for this week. I still need some more listener input about your favorite forums, so drop me a quick email at newsflash@nikonians.org and let me know what forums you frequent and which ones I should make mention of on the next edition of Newsflash. My choice photo this week is called Young Buck, so please take a look at that, and that will be all. I won't be back next week, but I will be back the following week, which as far as I know is the 8th of September. Let me double check the calendar. Yep, I will be back on the 8th of September for you guys with the next edition of Nikonian's Newsflash.